Subject, Computer, Class 3, Topic, A GUI Operating System, pages 15 to 20. Hello children, as you already know what an operating system is, let's find out something more about it. An operating system acts as the interface or the device which helps you to communicate with the computer. As we already know that it manages and controls how the different parts of a computer, that is the hardware, software and memory, work. There are two types of operating systems. The first one is the character user interface or the CUI. In this operating system, you type commands for the computer. You need to remember all the commands. Examples of CUI operating systems are DOS for Windows and the Bash shell for Linux and iOS. The second is graphical user interface or GUI. In this operating system, we use a mouse and keyboard to give commands. There are icons, buttons, windows, and menus on the screen. Examples are Microsoft Windows and Mac OS. You can refer to figure 2.3 on page 16. The Windows operating system uses rectangular areas called windows to display information, and that is how it got its name, Windows. There are many versions of Windows which have been released. For example, Windows XP, Windows Vista, Windows 7, Windows 8.1 and Windows 10. The Windows operating system is loaded into the memory of a computer when it is switched on. This is called booting. After booting, the first window that appears is called the desktop. Now we come to the desktop in Windows 7. You can see many components on the desktop, like the desktop background, icons, taskbar and start button. You can refer to figure 2.4 on page 17. Now we come to the desktop background. The picture in the background of the desktop is called the desktop background, and it is also called wallpaper. You can change the desktop background if you want to. Next we come to the icons. Icons are the small pictures on the desktop, and each icon stands for a file, folder or software. Now there are two main icons on the desktop, children. One is the computer, which is the location where all the contents of a computer are stored. And second is the recycle bin, which is the location where all the deleted files and folders are present. It is the dustbin of your computer. Now we come to the taskbar. The long bar seen at the bottom of the desktop is called the taskbar. The taskbar contains the start button, the quick launch bar and the notification area. You can refer to figure 2.6 on page number 18. Now we come to the start button. The start button is located at the bottom left corner of the taskbar. When you click on it, the start menu opens. The start menu contains a list of programs. You can refer to figure 2.7 on page number 18.